This is the December 2nd meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm the chair, George Reiter. I'm going to call the roll. Lona Elias.
Present.
Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Adriana Casanova.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
Present.
William Hirwagen.
Present.
Jim Kaufman. Jim Kaufman. I know she was here before.
No, I said here. I was on mute, but I said, hello, okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay.
Pat Logan.
Here.
Tony Norman. Andrea Pritchett. Myself, George Reiter. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Present.
Serene Roberts. Serene?
Lawrence here. Did you get me, Lawrence?
Yeah, I did get you, Lawrence, yeah.
Okay.
Manijay Saba. Nancy Sabara Naratomi. John Wenger.
Here.
Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay, that's 12 members. We need 11 for quorum. We have a quorum. So the agenda is posted on KPFTX. As always, it's a tentative agenda. People are free to reshuffle the order. I also sent it out to GovList. I don't know if that's working, and I sent it out to a list that William Hirwagen provided in the process of making a motion that he wanted to see on the agenda. So you should all have it. The first item on that is the minutes, but Vanessa provided some minutes. I think she must have sent them to GovList, but I didn't get them, so I don't actually have any minutes for you today. Did anyone on the committee get those minutes from Vanessa? This would have been more than a month ago.
Oh, I think I did. Wait a minute. Let me look in my email. But I don't think GovList is working.
I got them, George.
I'm
not at a computer right now, so.
Okay. Let me see.
I'm on my way home.
Margie, you said GovList is not working?
I don't think so, because I tried to send to it, and it bounced, and then... George said the only minutes I have are September. That can't be right.
Should be October.
Should be October. I don't see them. Okay.
Okay. So let's pass on that, and we'll find the minutes when we can. So the next item would be approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
Could you read the agenda? I don't have a working computer right now, so I don't know what's what.
Okay, take me a moment, just a second.
Okay, thanks.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, please do.
Approval minutes, discussion of governance role in elections, report of work group on bylaws amendments, motion on communication with FCC lawyer, and shall I read the motion?
No, not for the moment. It's the one we considered the last meeting we had and tabled, basically.
Then consideration of confidentiality policy and statements, discussion of secessionist tendencies at APFT, and there's a motion on canceling meetings.
Right. So that's it.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you, Mel. Anybody want to see a change to the agenda, add anything, or move anything around?
Tony on the call.
Hi, Tony. Welcome.
Well, this is Kim.
Yeah, good, Kim.
I guess I would add KPFA to the secessionist movement.
Okay. You want that to be part of the same discussion?
Sure.
The KPFT, comma...
KPFA. I mean,
KPFA.
You know, let's deal with the, you know, let's deal with the elephant in the room.
Okay. Let's see.
George, can I get on the stack? That question on the presentation.
Yeah, who was that? Is that
this Lawrence?
I get Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what it is that we need to discuss about KPFA. Can Kim elucidate me?
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
I'm not hallucinating. If we're going to get...
He didn't say hallucinating. He said, would you elucidate?
No, I thought he said, am I hallucinating?
No.
Which...
No, I didn't say that.
Oh. Would I elucidate? I mean, I don't know. It's the same issue with KPFT. I mean, about, you know, removing
them. Okay, so you
them.
Think there are secessionist tendencies and you want to discuss them, basically. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
The T thing is as much of a rumor as the A thing. We might as well discuss it. I mean, you
okay,
know.
That's fine. Benito.
Yeah, I don't know anything about KPFA, but I would, regardless of who's involved, which stations are involved, I think that this issue is a lot more important than, more fundamental, let's say, than some of the other items on the agenda, which is not to say the others are not also important. So I would suggest that we move that one to the secession thing up to the top.
The very top?
Point of information, Judge?
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for me to ask to move the motion in regards to the 5 licenses, either right after that or before that?
The motion with regard to the 5 licenses. What is that, Lawrence?
That's a motion that you sent out a little while ago, sometime today.
I did? What does it say?
I'm not in front of a computer right now, but it says something in the nature.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, it's the motion on communication with the SEC lawyer. Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay, so let's deal with Benito's. Benito wants to move the motion from the consideration of secessionist tendencies at KPFT/KPFA up to the top, ahead of discussion of the governance role in elections. And actually, I wanted to... I thought I had included in that also the 2015 elections. So, anyway, ahead of that, is there any opposition to that?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
George, what did you just say about the elections?
I wanted to include in the discussion of the governance role in elections the question about the 2015 elections. We're now scheduled to have 2 sets of elections in 2015, and I thought it would be a good idea if we discuss that here and maybe see if we could come to some consensus on what to do.
Okay, then given that, and I forgot that you had, since I don't have anything in front of me, the elections, obviously, is the most immediate thing that needs to be dealt with network-wide. And so maybe that needs to be first, and the secession issue second.
Okay, so I'll take that as the motion. Is there any objection to putting the discussion of secessionist tendencies after the discussion of the governance role in elections in the 2015.
And I'm suggesting the elections as the first item.
Yeah, that's the way it would be. That's right.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, I heard somebody else first, John, and then I'll get to you.
Before point of information?
Yes.
I thought it was also a point of information.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Was it?
No, it was Adriana tried to say something. That's it.
Okay, so John, your point of information, and then Adriana.
Do we have a rough ballpark estimate as to the relative length of these two items in terms of minutes?
I have no idea. My guess is that if you'd like a guess, I would guess it's going to take us, since the choices in the elections are fairly restricted, it would probably take us 15 to 20 minutes. As far as the other thing is concerned, it's rather open-ended. There's no particular motion to be had. I don't know. My guess is we would probably get tired after about a half hour.
I want to suggest... Well, okay. I'd like to suggest that we put a shorter limit on the discussion about the secession stuff. It sounds like a topic that we would have discussed in an ultra-leftist group I was once a member of. It seems very strange to me. But anyway, but I'm curious, and so I want to have the conversation. But can we limit it to 15 minutes.
We can't limit discussion in a committee anyway.
Oh, well,
I was just guessing when we're going to run out of speed.
Got it. You're just guessing. Okay, never mind. I'm quiet.
Yeah. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I think that motion or that remark originated in another member, that was Maria Elena Castellanos. And what I believe that I did, because I presented to the PMB in November 2013 in the in-person meeting in Houston, and I sent some emails to our members that were asking me about this issue. My only problem with that is that, you can hear that my other line is I'm working. It's difficult for me to address all of this now. If you want, I think that some of the information should be in executive session. That is my view. The tendencies can be discussed. Everybody knows a bunch of things that were happening, but will be a discussion of she said or how you interpret things. That is my view. If somebody else wants to talk about the issue, I don't have any problem. But personally, I think that this is an old issue, still there, and I believe that strongly that it's still there, and I think that some members believe the same thing that I believe, but I don't know if I'm ready right now to present all of that information. If that is the idea, I will not do it now.
So the motion was to move it up to second. Do you want to move to strike it altogether or postpone for another meeting or what?
I think that we can postpone it to another meeting. That is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So
thank you.
Let me deal with one motion at a time. So is there any objection to moving it up to right after discussion of governance role in elections?
Point of order, please. Lona Elias.
Lona, go ahead.
My understanding, and maybe I didn't understand her motion, I understand that was a motion to table the discussion. And a motion to table takes the floor, my understanding. I could be wrong, but my understanding that it
I think you're right.
Let me rule on the point of order. Okay. What I heard her say is she wanted to postpone it to another time. I asked that.
No, she said she didn't want to talk about it until later. She didn't say anything about the governance committee.
Adriana, what is it you want to do with this motion?
Point of information, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
So So it sounds like what I heard was that she wanted to divide the question in regards to discussing KPFT, because Maria Elena is one of the people that have information as well. And so I still would like, I'm curious about what Kim has about KPFA. So I'd like to have that discussion.
Point of order.
That's not a point of information, Lawrence, but let me go back. What's your point of order?
Well, why don't we let Adriana speak for herself about what it is she wanted, whether she wanted to table it or postpone it. I heard postpone as well.
Kim, before you made the point of order, I was asking Adriana what she wanted.
All right. Well, great minds think alike, okay?
Adriana, what was it you intended?
Yes. I don't know anything about KPFA. What I was talking about KPFT, and I explained that the one that put that line there was another member. I know about the KPFT issue, and I have my own ideas, but I personally am not ready to present all of that today. If you have anything with KPFA, I don't have any problem to, if you have the members ready, and I'm curious too. The only thing that I want to say that I personally am not prepared. I don't have the information in front of me. I'm working, and I'm not able to present all that need to be presented in KPFT case. The line there talk about KPFT. If we want to add some other stations, it's up to the other people. It's not up to me. I'm talking specifically about KPFT.
Okay, so what would you like to do? Postpone the discussion of KPFT or table the discussion of KPFT?
Exactly. Postpone the discussion in KPFT till we have all the information. At least I'm prepared. You know, I came to our meetings, I don't know how many times, and we saw the paperwork and we never talk about the issue. Today, I'm sorry, but I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, so you want to postpone it, and let me then deal with the question of where to put it, and then we'll deal with the question of whether to postpone the KPFT discussion.
Point of information?
Yes?
Is her motion that because she has nothing to say, she wants to prevent discussion of anybody else about KPFT wanting to secede?
Her motion is simply she wants to postpone discussion. Her reasons for doing that, she's explained them just a moment ago. But all you're asked to vote on, when you get to vote on it, it will be the question of postponing that for whatever reason.
Benito to this deck.
And then Kim.
Okay, Benito. Let me just try to dispose of one motion at a time. Okay, we may modify this motion subsequently, but is there any objection if we consider it to considering it second behind the discussion of the governor's role in elections?
Good.
Hearing none, I thought. Well, was there any? All right. Hearing none, then. Then I heard Benito and Kim, was it?
Yeah.
I
heard someone else wanted to speak to the... What's on the floor now is the question of postponing the KPFT piece. And so, Benito, I guess I heard you first, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. So I would ask Adriana if... Well, I think I heard... Okay. I would ask Adriana to confirm what I thought I heard her say, because I thought, Adriana, that you also suggested that some of this stuff should be dealt with in executive session, which I can also appreciate. And so I would ask if you thought that if you thought it would be okay to have a general discussion and then deal with more particular issues where you could put out whatever information you have in an executive session or a subsequent open session at another time. I say this because I, for one, I don't know anything about either stations. I've heard comments by certain people at KPFT. I think actually the chair of the LSB and the general manager make comments about secession, but I don't know exactly what all that means or what it's all about, much less the history and or the politics. And I certainly have never heard anything about KPFA, so I don't know nothing about none. And I think it might be useful to at least get a general idea of what these issues are about, and then maybe we could deal with them at greater length in a subsequent meeting. So anyway, my first part, I throw it open to everybody, but I would like Adriana to respond.
Well, I'll put her on a stack if she wants, but what's in front of us is the question of postponing, and I hear you saying that you'd like to just have the discussion involving KPFT.
Yes.
Okay. Kim, was that you who was?
Yeah. But I would like Adriana to respond, because maybe because I'm asking for clarification about what I thought I heard her say about executive session, and it may be that we could break this into two parts, and that might, I don't know if that would be if that would help in terms of how Adriana sees it. So, and based on however she responds, I might change my position.
Okay, but she can get on the stack if she wants, and she can either accede to your request or not as she wants. So I'm going to just take the next person on the stack, which is Kim.
I personally would rather to have this discussion when Adriana is prepared. She obviously has information that will help the discussion. She wants to postpone it. I want to, then fine, let's postpone it until she can present what she wants to present. Otherwise, it's a meaningless discussion. And let's not discuss what it could be, might be, will be. Let's just vote to postpone it, and if we postpone it, we'll deal with it when it comes up again, the next meeting. So I guess you have to clarify it. Postpone it to the next meeting? Is that what needs
to be? That's what I heard.
Okay, so let's just take a vote on it and not worry.
Are we ready to vote? Is there any objection to vote?
Yeah, I want to say something. I'm unclear. Would this mean that the entire topic is postponed to the next meeting, or just the issue around KPFT?
Well, that's my intention. I mean, that's,
please let me respond, Kim.
Well, I thought she was asking.
You have lost the floor. Margie has asked the question, and the answer to the question is it's just KPFT Adriana was moving to postpone.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Adriana?
And then Kim.
Adriana.
And then Kim.
Okay.
Yes. I think that we can postpone the KPFT discussion. That was my intention, to the next meeting. But I agree, too, that we need some of that discussion being an executive session. I don't feel comfortable discussing some specific parts in open session.
Got it.
Because have legal implications.
I want to respond here. So even if we do postpone this, then there are very specific reasons for having executive sessions. So if we're going to have an executive session to discuss it, we have to have some discussion beforehand in private as to what the justification for that is.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Kim? Kim?
My intention was to make this an amendment to Adriana's discussion, period. If her discussion is postponed, then the whole discussion of it is postponed. That was my intention in making that amendment. And I don't see that it's a closed session until we get to it being closed session, but I don't know what information Adriana has personally. But at any rate...
So I hear you saying that you would like to move to postpone both pieces of it. Is that correct?
Correct. They were intended to be together. They're not separate issues.
Okay. I'll take that as an amendment to Joanna's motion. So the
point
question for us is we want to postpone both. Go ahead, John.
Yeah. My question is, what about the elephant in the room? I'm curious.
Okay. So vote against it. Vote against the amendment.
Well, but Kim is the one. Okay. I will, but...
Point of information.
Yeah, Benito.
I don't know what, who or what is the elephant in the room.
My understanding was the question of KPFA being secessionist tendencies. Is that correct, John?
That's what Kim said, so I assume it's correct.
Okay.
Point of information, please, Lona Alliance.
Mona, go ahead.
I'm curious, what's the difference? I mean, is it a matter of semantics, or is there a big difference between asking to postpone discussion to another time or asking to table the discussion to another time?
Well, a motion to table is not to another time. It just sort of sets it up into limbo. You can bring it back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so what's before us is Kim's amendment to Adriana's motion to postpone. Kim would like to add postpone the whole thing, basically.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Kim?
My original motion was to add that to Adriana's motion. We haven't even voted whether it wants to be included. I'm not prepared to have that discussion until Adriana is, until this whole thing comes up. So you can vote to have it, but I'm not a willing participant of a discussion until the whole thing is discussed.
Oh. Okay, so
it's not an option to separate them, George.
I'm sorry. So your point of order is because you don't want to discuss it separately, therefore therefore it's not in order to vote on them separately, to make this an amendment?
I don't really care. You can do whatever you want. I mean, I'm just telling you my position.
I heard your
Wenger
position.
Wenger says, well, he wants to hear from Kim, and I'm just saying, I'm waiting until we have this whole discussion. So there you go.
Okay. So
y'all can do whatever you want, obviously. But
we're going to take a vote on that, and we'll find out what we want to do in just a bit. So let me try to get to that. Is the motion? There's an amendment to the motion to postpone, which is to include the KPFA discussion. So, is there any objection to that amendment? That is to say, if you do vote to postpone, you want to postpone both.
Yes, I object.
Okay, there is an objection. So, can we take a vote on that?
Yes.
Okay. So, I guess I have to read the roll again. Okay. So a yes vote is a motion in support of Kim's amendment, which is basically to add the second piece, KPFA, to the motion to postpone. Lona Elias. Lona?
I'm sorry, I have my phone muted. Yes, I support postponing both of them.
Okay. Mal Bernstein?
No.
Adriana Casanova? Adriana? All right, I'll come back. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
No.
William E. Morgan?
Yes.
Excuse me, somebody's got their phone.
Yes.
It's not muted, and there's lots of background noise in it.
Yes, please mute your phone if you're not voting or if you've got some background noise.
Thank you. They did it, whoever it was.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, so William, you passed. I'll get back to you. And Adriana, are you there now? No. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman? I'm sorry, you already voted no. I'm sorry.
He voted no, right.
Okay, Kim Kaufman. Kim?
So, yes is to postpone the whole thing.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
No, actually, to amend, to, yes. Kim Kaufman? Sorry, Pat Logan?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Andrea Pritchett? Myself, I'll pass. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Serena, you here? Nancy Sabara Nawatomi, are you here? John Wenger?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Adriana, are you here? I don't hear her. William Heerlagen, how do you vote?
No.
I'm sorry, Adriana Bach?
Yes. A yes vote is to. Are you aware of what we're voting on?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay, so
I'm
a yes
sorry,
vote.
I dropped. I'm sorry.
Okay, so a yes vote is a vote to add to your motion to postpone, also postponing the KPFA discussion.
I prefer not because want to know.
No, that's fine. I'm gonna abstain. The vote is 7-5. No.
Excuse me, Ward. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, who's that?
This is Vanessa. I came on late. I abstain. I just want you to know I'm here.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and George, I'd like to change my vote.
Okay.
It's too late.
We haven't announced the vote count yet.
You just did, 7-5.
I just divided. It was 7-5.
And somebody just voted, Kim, so.
I recall you voted yes, didn't you, Benito?
I voted yes. I was trying to change it.
Okay, it won't change it is after the vote was called, and it won't change it if you vote.
Okay,
no,
I just didn't hear it. Okay. So what was the count?
7-5.
Okay.
With two abstentions. Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is whether to postpone just the KPFT discussion. Is there any objection to postponing just the KPFT discussion? Okay, hearing none, then that's postponed. This would be then the discussion of secessionist tendencies at KPFA would be part of the be the second item on the agenda. Are there any other changes to the agenda? We're back to approving the agenda.
This is Margie.
Yes.
I don't want to make any changes in the agenda, but I want to say that I find this, what's just happened, just beyond. It's just so outrageous. And I'm sort of trembling here because I cannot understand how someone could raise the issue that Kim raised and then refuse to talk about it. It's just got me whirling around here. So I needed to share that. I apologize.
Okay, this is Kim. I would like a point of privilege.
Go ahead.
I can be put on the stack chair.
I wanted to have the discussion on whole about all the stations along with KPFT and what Adriana has to present, Margie. That is what the deal is. So I'm not going to talk about it isolated, and my original motion was to add it to that discussion. That somebody separated it is your somebody did that. That was not the intent of my motion.
Okay.
And
okay.
that
I'm
is
sorry.
Why
I'm, sorry
I'm like,
I said anything.
Excuse
I
me, I'm not finished, Marky. I have the floor.
I got a point at the quorum,
and that is why I said I'm not prepared to discuss it. I wanted that whole discussion together.
Okay.
And not only that, I have to leave soon, so I won't even be on this call probably when this gets going.
So can we conclude that?
I have a point of decorum, Chair.
A point of decorum. Go ahead. I don't know if that's a point, but what is it you want to say, Lawrence?
Well, the member, I believe, should have felt compelled to discuss the rumor that she's raising without having, the committee just voted to compel her to share that information, whatever information it is. So
let me speak to what you're saying.
It's a matter of decorum.
Here's what I see.
George?
Yes.
George?
Let me speak for a moment. But Mel, what is it, Mel?
Good night.
Good night, Mel. actually, Margie was out of order. She was speaking to how she felt about Kim's intentions. And I gave Kim an opportunity as a point of personal privilege to respond to that. But the whole discussion is basically out of order. The question of why she wanted to do it, and you can't compel a member to participate in a discussion. It just doesn't work that way. So let's just leave that behind. It's on the agenda the way it is.
What I'm saying, George, is that the member should have felt compelled, just out of decency.
Okay.
Excuse me, point of personal privilege.
Yes, go ahead.
I really don't need to hear from Lawrence, Missy Manners here, about what I should feel compelled to do or not. I've stated my position. I stated my position from the get-go that I wanted an amendment to Adriana's discussion, period. This is not about me.
Okay.
William, for a second.
Let me say again, both of the last comments were out of order. It's not appropriate to sort of pass judgments on people's moral character in doing something or not doing something. And that's why I gave Kim another chance to as a point of personal privilege. But all of that's really out of order, and it really gets in the way of our getting anything done. Whatever you think about other people's motives, whatever you think about what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing, it doesn't work to make them wrong about it, to bring it into the discussion. It just doesn't. It winds up being back and forth and back and forth, and it's really getting in our way, folks. So I would ask that you sit on it. I know it feels that you need to say it, but I would ask that people sit on that stuff and just not bring it up. I heard somebody who wanted to be on the stack. William, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm my understanding that we just postponed the discussion of KPFT to the next open meeting.
Yes.
Thank you.
William, can you repeat that, please?
Well, I'll repeat.
My understanding was that, and George confirmed that we're, well, Chair, can I respond to him?
Yeah, go ahead, William.
We just postponed the discussion about KPFT to the next open meeting.
Okay. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Good.
This is Serene.
Whoops. Who's that?
This is Serena. I'm wondering if I could hear the agenda. Sorry to be late joining. I didn't have the code with me.
So, as it stands, discussion of the governance role in elections. The next would be discussions of separatist tendencies at KPFA. Following would be report of the work group on bylaws amendments. Following that would be the bringing back the motion on communication with the FCC lawyer that we considered a while back. Finally, consideration of confidentiality policy and statements by Mal Bernstein, who's no longer on the call, and discussion is, okay, that's been moved up. And that's it. That's the agenda as it stands.
I thought I understood the separatist thing was just postponed. Did I?
Only the first part was postponed. That was the decision of the committee.
William, for the stack.
Oh, and I left off. resolution that William forwarded about canceling committee meetings, which had actually been considered at an earlier incarnation of the governance committee, but that's actually the last item on the agenda. It was down a little lower than I didn't see.
This is Kim.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Okay, so William, you have the stack, and then Kim.
I don't think Serene knew, because she wasn't on the call, that KPFA was added to that secessionist tendency discussion. So in effect, that was split, and KPFT is postponed. But
point of order.
Yeah, what's your point of order, Kim?
That amendment was never voted on, George. So it was not an amendment that was ever voted on to include it in any discussion.
What amendment are you talking about?
There was no vote to include
on
my...
What amendment are you talking about so I can understand what your point of order is?
My amendment to add that discussion to Adriana's motion or discussion. That was never voted on to include it. So to say you don't want it to be postponed, it's out of order because it hasn't even been voted on to include it. You can't vote to not postpone something that hasn't even been acknowledged to have been included in the first place on the agenda.
Point of information.
Let me deal with the point of order first. So we had an item on the agenda which was originally a discussion of the KPFT motion. And then Kim amended that to add KPFA. There was no discussion on that. I think I did ask.
Let
him finish.
I think I asked if there's any objection to that and didn't hear any.
That's right.
And then then Adriana said she wanted to postpone consideration of KPFT, and then you said, I want to amend that motion to postpone to include KPFA, postponing the KPFA discussion. And we did take a vote on that amendment. So it seems to me that it was all in order. Basically, we had something on the floor. It was moved to be postponed piece of it. You moved to amend the second piece of it. And that the motion to postpone the second piece was defeated. And the motion to postpone the first piece succeeded. So we have the second piece on the floor. I think that's what happened. So that's how I'm going to rule. If you want to challenge that, that's fine.
I can't challenge it unless I go back and listen, because I don't recall it being included, quite frankly. So there you go. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it is.
Then let's move on. Let's see. I think I had somebody on the stack, but I've forgotten who it was.
Yeah, it was Benito.
Okay, Benito, go ahead.
It is 9:26. We've been on this call for almost an hour. At the rate we're going, we're going to beat the PMB in terms of time wasted playing games around an agenda. So I would like to urge us, please, let's move on. And furthermore, I agree with George's version of how we wasted the last 50 minutes.
So what's on the agenda at the moment is to approve the agenda. Is there any objection to approving the agenda, as I just recently read it out to Serene with the correction of putting on the last item by William? Okay, good. Hearing none, discussion of the governance role in elections and the 2015
election.
Sorry,
I have to abstain on that because obviously I'm not going to. You have something on the agenda where I'm supposed to talk, and I already said that
okay.
I'm not going to do it. So obviously I have to abstain. This is sort of a silly agenda at this point.
Okay, fine.
And Lona Elias Down is abstaining for exactly the same reason that Kim just articulated. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
We need to take a vote, George, don't we? If people abstain.
And actually, I don't think so. If you're abstaining, you're not objecting.
I object. Lona Elias, I object.
Okay, then we have to take a vote.
Thank you.
What's the motion again, George, please?
The motion is to approve the agenda as amended. Okay. So a yes vote is to approve the agenda as amended. A no vote is to not do that. Okay, so Lona.
Abstain.
Mal Bernstein's not here. Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Maria Elena, are you here? No. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Pat Logan?
Abstain.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Andrea Pritchett? I'm going to pass. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Yes. Lawrence votes yes.
Nancy, are you here? Nancy Sabara Naotomi? John Wenger?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
And I'll vote yes.
And William didn't call me. I vote yes.
I'm sorry, William. I just skipped you. I'm sorry. And you vote yes?
Correct.
Okay. Serene abstains.
Serene, I missed you too. Sorry. So the vote is 10 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions. So the agenda, as amended, passes. The first item on the agenda up for discussion is the role of the Governance Committee in elections and what to do about the 2015 election.
Okay, point of, I don't know if it's point of order or point of information, George.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think my count of the vote was 11 in favor, and I think you said 10.
I had 10.
I got 10 also.
Can we let it go at 10?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay, good. So let me just say a little bit about this. Actually, Margie, probably you should – you're more in the middle of this than I am. But in 2013, the board then proposed to postpone the elections for the LSB, the delegates' elections, and the directors' elections for the PMB, of course, to 2014. However, the 2014 PNB did not hold the elections and recently voted to begin the elections with the hiring of an election supervisor. That's supposed to happen in March of the year, but it actually happened on December 1st, at least an offer was made and accepted, as the PNB asked for. And so there will be an election. At least that's what's in the cards at the moment. The PNB will have an election, which was really supposed to be originally in 2013, postponed to 2014, will now happen in 2015. However, we're also scheduled to have a regular election in 2015. And so since it's pretty clear we're not going to have two elections in 2015, the question is, what to do about it now? Margie, is that a fair summary of what the situation is?
Very good.
This is
and
Kim.
Let me say the Governance Committee's role in this is advisory. The PMB will have to make the final decision, but since we have many PMB members on this committee, it would be a good thing if we could find some consensus here as to what to do. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think the other issue is having people be elected not to be seated in December. as well. That's an important issue to me, and that's part of the issue of how to deal with that. I mean, if the election gets started in January, it'll be done in what, July or August, and then somebody gets seated then, and it's, that totally throws off a timetable. So I just think that's an important issue. So please.
Okay. Fine. Yep. Anybody else for the stack? Any thoughts about what to do?
Just a point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
The identity of the election supervisor selected on December 1st.
Mark,
who is
it? Yeah, her name is Joy Williams. She's lives in New York City, and she was a local election supervisor at WBAI in 2003.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
So by way of background for people who are not on the election committee and not on the PNB, the elections committee actually had a bit of a discussion about this at its last meeting and created a work group to come up with a motion which was presented by the PNB. I'll begin by saying the motion failed because it required two-thirds, and we were, I think, two or three short of that.
Just
we
one.
Would have had to have voted. Sorry?
Just one short.
Okay. We would have to have approved the motion by November 30th, which was Saturday. I don't know. I'm in a time warp. Maybe Sunday. I don't know. November 30th. That motion basically said, okay, we should have had elections in 2013. We didn't. So we're clearly one full election behind. We would go ahead with the 2013, the quote, 2013 election, and the question of whether the 2015 elections, which would be the next one due, had the cycle not been interrupted, the PNB would decide whether the 2015 elections would be combined with the 2013 elections that began, essentially, the process began today with the naming of the National Election Supervisor, or whether those 2015 elections would be combined with the 2016 elections, which would, again, be a required election had the cycle not been interrupted. So the board failed to vote affirmatively and the required numbers to fulfill a bylaw provision that says if you're going to do something other than the calendar that's laid out in the bylaws, you need to make that determination by November 30th of the year preceding. So the 2015 elections would have had to have been, should have been addressed by the board by the 30th, and it was not. It's just an FYI for those non-directors.
I think I'd like to just say how I feel about it. It seems to me that we're going to be in violation of the bylaws whatever we do, and that basically, as a commitment to democracy, to the listenership, and to sort of demonstrate good faith that we're not sort of stalling elections in order to keep our positions on the board, we should go ahead with the timeline beginning December 1st and get them done as soon as we can, and simply cancel the 2015 election. You can decide separately, I suppose, if you want to have directors reelected in January by the existing LSBs without having changed the membership. I don't know what that would seem to be a feasible thing to do within the bylaws. Anyway, that's my sense, is that we should go ahead with the postponed election and cancel the other one. Any other discussion of this?
Could you clarify what you said? I didn't understand what your last sentence. We should go ahead
with the elections which were postponed from 2013, now happening in the beginning of 2015, and cancel the 2015 election, which was supposed to happen beginning March.
Benito, point of information.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
So, number one, I don't really understand something Doreen said about the PMB failed to approve by November the 30th, number one. Number two, I would like George to explain what is practically, what would be the difference between canceling the 2015 election as opposed to canceling the 2013 election?
Well, the difference would be the election would happen sooner. You begin the timeline now. It's, what, the beginning of December, so it's December, January, February, instead of, I don't know whether it's the beginning or ending of March, so the elections would occur about 3 months earlier. That's the practical difference.
Margie,
go ahead.
And Serene would like to respond to Benita also.
Oh, well, I'm not responding to Benita, so maybe Serene should go ahead.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So, Benita, there's a provision in the bylaw that says the bylaws did not foresee any election not being held in the year that it was scheduled. There's a provision that says if you're not going to adhere to the specific schedule that begins with an NES hire by March 1st and so on and so forth, then you must come up with an alternative calendar for those elections. In 2013, the elections were postponed without that provision having been made. The elections could not, for a number of reasons, happen before now, before right, the process begins today, per a PNB vote, which came through the Elections Committee, by the way, the motion for December 1st hire. The process begins today. So there's one election dangling, if you will. We were required, the PNB was required, to set up an alternate calendar, if there was going to be a need for an alternate calendar, to set that up by November 30th of the year before. So by November 30th, 2014, sometime over the weekend, the PNB was required to create an alternate schedule for 2015. And we needed to have a two-thirds vote in order to do that. And we did not reach, the 14 or 15 votes in the affirmative that was required.
I see.
From Wenger to the queue, please.
And Benito.
I have Margie first, and then Wenger, then John, and anybody else?
Benito.
And then Serene, please.
I'm trying to respond to what George said earlier.
Okay, so...
Okay. So, Margie, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with George. I think it's the only practical way for us to move forward, and I realize that there are all these problems hanging out there. What do we do about people who have reached their six-year limit, who are not, are they going to be replaced by their LSBs? I don't know. I can't sort it out, but I think that we have to simply move ahead now that we have been without elections for so long, and it places in real jeopardy because members have, it seems to me, a perfect right to sue over the fact that elections have not been held, and I'm told by people who know about courts and things like that that we're less likely to get sued if we're actually in the process of trying to have elections, and it's all tied up with everything that's happened and the fact that the organization has had a real hard time functioning for some time, and we need to at least make whatever effort we're capable of making, given our financial circumstances and the other issues we're trying to deal with, to put the organization back on track and move forward. And so I think that the only practical solution is to move forward with these elections on the timetable that is given to us and try and get back on track as quickly as we can. And at the same time, I hope we will make some amendments to our bylaws because I don't think, I think it's very difficult for the organization to survive given the current limitations of our bylaws.